Hey Disney fan, have you ever wanted to know how we make the magic? Or maybe what's happening at Disney every single week? Well, have we got the podcast for you. This is D23 Inside Disney. I'm Sherry from Oh My Disney.
I'm Jeffrey from D23.
I'm Candace from Radio Disney.
And we are taking you inside Disney.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. Decade.
Happy New
that
Decade.
Too.
Wow. Oh, wow. I know.
That's wild.
Did you guys have a great New Year's?
I did, yeah. Hung at home, watched Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve, like Ooh. Everybody else.
Ooh, that's well the done. Best. I had spaghetti and hot chocolate. It's my family's New Year's tradition.
I love that.
How was it? I wondered if you were actually going to do it because you mentioned it, and then I saw on your Instagram story that you did.
Yes, I did it, and it was as good as ever. You guys have got to try it at least once a year.
I'm down to try it.
Yeah, no.
How was your New Year's?
My New Year's was pretty amazing. It was magical on the Disney magic. I just can't get off the Disney Cruise Line. Too
I'm
much
surprised
fun.
You came back.
I know, me too.
It was very difficult to leave. It was super fun, though. I had such a great time. I actually got to host the January edition of Disney at Sea with D23, which is the show that D23 does on all of the cruise ships.
Or How
that we
cool.
produce. It was very fun. I ate at Polo. I did everything. It was amazing.
Jealous.
And Castaway Cay. Like I look at my own social feed and I'm like, God, I want that person's life. It was great. But, you know, new year, new fun things.
It's only a matter of time before you're on another Disney cruise again.
That is true. Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
I am still doing good, by the way, on my resolution to read more books this year, just so you guys know.
Yeah. Oh, what
so
are you
hold
reading?
Me accountable. I actually started Bob Iger's book, The Ride of a Lifetime, which cool. is so good.
It is so good.
I've heard great things.
No spoilers.
He ends up as chairman and CEO no. of the Walt Disney Company.
Yeah, I haven't read it yet.
No.
It's such a great book. It's so,
so good.
New year, new D23 member gift, too.
Ooh.
Very exciting. At the very end of the year, we announced the new D23 Gold member gift called D23 Fantastic Worlds Adventure Kit. It is spectacular. I've gotten to see all these items in person. It includes this incredible fun map. I don't know. You guys are probably way too young to remember that Disneyland and Walt Disney World used to have these giant, cool fold-out fun maps of the
they
parks.
Did?
Wow.
They
Just
did.
Kidding.
They did. I still have a bunch of them that I've saved, and we created a Fantastic Worlds fun map. It has over 50 places and characters, vehicles, everything Ooh. From Asgard to Zootopia. It's
Whoa.
So cool.
Awesome.
There's a pin set that includes pins from cool destinations like Asgard and Hoth and Pizza Planet.
Ooh.
One of my favorite. I know, right? One of my favorite destinations.
Ooh.
A postcard set with postcards from places like Pandora or Space Mountain. It's the gift for anyone who joins D23 at the Gold or Gold family level or renews their membership at the Gold or Gold family level in 2020. My membership's up for renewal in March, so I'm very excited to get to that.
Speaking of 2020 and all the fantastic things that are coming, we're celebrating Lunar New Year at Disney California Adventure Park starting January 17th. And best of all, it's the Year of the Mouse. How fitting.
Ooh. It is. I love Lunar New Year at California Adventure. You've got to go down.
Okay.
So much fun.
Just give
we'll
me
go
a
together.
Reason. Yeah, I know. I just need an excuse.
So for 24 days at the park, there'll be all kinds of multicultural entertainment and music performances and decor and merch. And what I am most excited for, of course, is the food. No surprise there.
No,
no surprise.
Nope.
The Mulan's Lunar New Year procession, though, every year, I forget how breathtaking it is. It's so beautiful, and I love how they do it. And obviously, I love seeing Mulan.
Totally. I'm also excited for the Hurry Home Lunar New Year celebration nighttime water show. So it'll be right before World of Color on Paradise Bay. And it tells the tale of a little lantern's quest to reunite with the family.
It's so cute. If you have not seen it,
it's beautiful.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
I'm sure I'll cry when I watch it. Cry tears of joy into my bow that I will be scarfing down.
There you go.
Yeah. So
totally
that's
fair.
Happening through February 9th. Check it out.
I will. Well, speaking of Chinese New Year, we got to talk about this Disney Gucci collab because
oh.
it is so fantastic. I'm just like scrolling through, like, save that to my cart, save that to my cart. You know, I need a budget for this. Obviously, come on. Mama needs the new Mickey Gucci hoodie. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you guys should check it out. It's got new designs with Gucci classics. Mickey Mouse is all over everything. There's jumpers, shoes, bags. There's baseball hats, wallets. The hoodies is the thing I'm into right now. So you guys should check it out. But shout
I
out
could
to Disney
totally
and Gucci.
See you rocking that.
Right, like
too.
Right now.
Yeah.
Oh, need it.
Mm. I'll go on our Christmas wish list for next year.
Yeah.
for next Christmas.
Exactly.
Well, in more fashion news, there is a new monthly collectible series called Minnie Mouse, The Main Attraction, and that is coming to Disney Parks, Disney Store, and ShopDisney.com. So on the third Saturday of every month this year, there will be a brand new limited release collectible series starring Minnie Mouse. First up is the Space Mountain Collection, and that's coming January 18th, which is celebrating the attraction's 45th anniversary at Disney World.
I love the ear bands. They're super cute. It's like a very subtle nod to Space Mountain.
Yeah, so there's ear bands, plushes, pins, mugs, backpacks, and, of course, a Walt Disney World Resort magic band.
Ooh.
And on the parks blog, you can see a little preview of what's to come for the rest of the year. I am most excited for the Enchanted Tiki Room collection, which seems to be teased this summer.
Ooh, for May in honor of my birthday. I love it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm kind of into the Jungle Cruise one for November. I think that that'll be fun.
Yeah, they all look great.
Adventure Mini.
Well, now I'm never going to save up for Gucci. I've got to buy all 12 months of Minnie Mouse merchandise.
That's true.
So I don't know if you guys saw this, but Disney Plus tweeted a video basically showing you all of the new things to come on the streaming service this year.
Yes.
So it looks so exciting. I love when they drop these like little teaser videos because I have to like push my finger on it to try to pause the video.
Totally.
Yeah, it's so good. But from Marvel, WandaVision and the Falcon.
I love the concept art they had for WandaVision.
It's so cool.
So cool.
Looks a little retro.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, the Winter Soldier as well from Star Wars, The Mandalorian Season 2, of course. Star Wars The Clone Wars, and from Pixar, Toy Story 4 and Lamp Life, which is a new short coming at the end of this month. It looks so cute.
With Bo Peep and our friend Allie.
Yeah.
Allie Mackey.
Love her. All right, from Disney, High School Musical, The Musical, the series, Season 2.
And we're going to be talking a little bit more about that with two of the stars of the show later today.
Yeah. Yay, excited about that. Aladdin, The Lion King, Lizzie McGuire.
Oh my gosh, Lizzie McGuire. So I watched the last few seconds of that teaser video so many times. Just to hear Lizzie say, "Hi, it's me."
It's so cool. I got chills. It felt like it was like, oh, it's so cool she's back.
So cool. A lot of our favorite stories, I feel like I always wonder, like, whatever happened to blah, blah, blah. And now, like, getting to know what happened to Lizzie McGuire is the best.
Yeah.
So excited. But there's so many more. Disney Nature's Penguins. I'm also excited for Stargirl, which stars Radio Disney artist Grace VanderWaal. She's been talking about this movie for a long time when she comes in to talk about new music. And she won't tell me a whole lot, but I'm excited about that one, too.
Well, we'll be seeing more soon, I'm sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Disney Plus, we just got the first trailers for Diary of a Future President and Timmy Failure. Diary of a Future President, we get to experience the origin story of a future leader, and it's kind of told from the perspective of a 12-year-old Cuban-American girl who is experiencing middle school, which
Yay.
Is, you know, the best time of everyone's
Not
life.
Not awkward at all.
No, my heart hurts thinking about this. She becomes the president, she so you know it all works out okay.
Right, so if you're in middle school and times are rough, there's hope.
Exactly. So this series is produced by Gina Rodriguez. Love her. She directed the first episode, too, and she guest stars as grown-up Elena.
The president.
Yeah. Yes.
She looks very presidential.
She does look very presidential. Then we also got a trailer for Timmy Failure, Mistakes Were Made, which looks hilarious.
It does. And it's premiering at Sundance. How cool is
that?
Yes,
that's a big deal.
Big deal.
I'm very excited to learn more about the movie and meet his polar bear friend.
His name is Total. So cute.
Timmy is on his quest to become the best detective in the world, and I think he's got the chops for it. Diary of a Future President premieres January 17th. Timmy Failure premieres February 7th, and they're both going to be on Disney Plus.
And coming to ABC this summer, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 7, the final season of the show.
Wow.
They actually debuted the season premiere at D23 Expo, but they didn't release any images or trailer or anything at the time, and they just released it. I love the 30s look of the start. We know they're going to be jumping through time a little bit, which is very, very cool. In the trailer, they show the Chronicoms have followed the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. back into the past, and they are not happy. And I cannot wait, because it looks totally epic. I'm so sad that it's the final season, but I'm so excited to see it as well.
I can tell. If people could see the hand gestures you make when you're talking about this show.
I'm very animated. Very animated.
Exciting.
Okay, now to make a really weird transition. You guys know what's on the emblem for S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's an eagle.
Yeah, an eagle.
An eagle, exactly. And another eagle is winging his way to Epcot. Oh, see what I did there?
Oh my gosh.
When the new Regal Eagle Smokehouse opens, and it is probably my favorite eagle, Sam the Eagle of the Muppets.
Aww.
Yay!
Sam.
He is going to be the mascot, the ambassador for Regal Eagle Steakhouse. His image is on everything. They showed some of the really cool artwork on the park's blog. And possibly my favorite is the tagline, Sam's Centennial Cook-Off, a salute to all cook-offs, but mostly barbecue.
Very Sam.
I love
very,
that.
Very excited. Yeah. Cannot wait. They have a vegan burger, which I'm super Ooh. Excited about. It looked delicious. It looked amazing. So a lot of good stuff coming to Walt Disney World and
Yum.
Epcot.
Love food news.
Well, this has nothing to do with food, I'm sorry, but we have to welcome our guests this week. I'm very excited. I've had them both on my show at Radio Disney. They are so much fun. So Olivia Rodrigo and Joshua Bassett from High School Musical, the musical, the series are here. Welcome, guys.
Woo! Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us. So happy to have you guys here.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been talking about the show since the Expo. That's where we kicked off the show at D23 Expo.
Right.
And you guys performed there. Was that your first big performance and like playing in front of like 7,000 people?
Yeah,
it was insane.
I was so nervous. I remember the whole cast, we were all just like holding each other and like shaking. We were super scared, but it turned out to be amazing. It was like one of the most fun experiences that I've ever had. It was just, you know, the energy was just like ecstatic. It was great.
Yeah, you guys were rock stars.
It was actually, for me, the largest amount of people that I'd ever played guitar in front of, which is, you don't think of as like an achievement, but it was just terrifying. Because Olivia and I both started it out, it was nice to have someone else on stage with me, so we had someone to kind of connect with if, you know, it went wrong, but it went really well.
You guys killed it. It was so great. Yeah. Well, let's start with the original High School Musical. Were you both fans before getting your role in the new series?
Yeah, definitely. I think our generation especially grew up watching all of these movies. And so to be a part of this kind of reboot of such a loved trilogy is just really incredible. I had all of the High School Musical merch when I was a kid. I had like Troy and Gabriella Barbie dolls. Like it was a whole thing.
Me too.
Yeah. So it's really surreal to be here right now.
My first show ever. It was High School Musical. I was 8 years old. Played JV Jock number 2.
Good role.
Yes,
good role.
It is good. So to say that it was in my life would be very true. It was insane when I got the role. I didn't even think about that. The fact that that was my first ever musical theater production. That was what introduced me to all of this. And here I was, my first big role. It was a very insane full circle. But yeah, so. Yeah.
Totally. You guys have both done work before on Disney Channel, both musicians. So what does it feel like to kind of combine all of that into one with this show?
It's insane. Yeah, I always say that like this show, I get to do all of my favorite things with all of my favorite people. It's just the ultimate experience. But yeah, so I was on Disney Channel for a while before, and I am a singer and I write songs, and I never thought that there would be a project that does everything that I love to do and have been preparing for a long time. So to get this was just really incredible, and I think I've grown a lot as just a person and as an artist on the show because of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember about, I want to say 2 weeks before I got the role, I called my dad and I was like, I'm done, man. I love acting, but this isn't it. I'm just going to pursue music. If acting works out, then that's great. But right now I'm going to start focusing on music. And the next day I got an audition for High School Musical and I was like, well, why not both? So that, you know, it fortunately all worked out. And so I was able to pursue both things that I wanted to do at the same time, which is the most insane dream come true. It's mind blowing.
So Olivia, you just touched on this. You're a songwriter. Both of you are songwriters. Mm-hmm. And you wrote a song in the episode that just aired, episode 9, Just for a Moment, which was so great. Can you talk about the inspiration for that and how that came together and what it was like for you?
That was incredible. Our showrunner, Tim Federle, came up to us and said, oh, like, there might be like an open slot for a song in episode 9. Like, no promises, but maybe if you guys wanted to like just try co-writing or just like play around with different song ideas. And we kind of already did that. We always, like, Josh would always bring his guitar to set and everyone would sing along. And so it's kind of been this thing that's been going on for a while. But Tim said that and we kind of started looking at it a little more seriously. And so he kind of gave us the general plot of what episode 9 was, because we were like, we had no idea what the rest of the show was going to be like. We had no idea who was going to end up with each other and like how everything was going to resolve. But so he gave us kind of a little synopsis of the plot, and we just went to work, and like in between scenes we would like find a piano and just mine stuff out and see what sounded good. And eventually we came up with a song, and we actually came up with a couple, but the one that we decided on was the one that Tim and all of the other executives liked the most. And we recorded it, and we recorded it blind, so another person sang all of our parts so that it was completely anonymous. And we sent it in. They liked ours the best, which is really cool.
Wow.
to get to do it with Josh was so amazing. I'm so inspired by him all the time. And so to get to do a project like that with him was just amazing. Yeah.
I think I speak for both of us when I say it was our first time co-writing a song.
Yeah.
Pretty neat first time co-writing with your co-star in this context when, you know, we're living in Salt Lake City and we're shooting a TV show, and in between takes, you're writing a song for the TV show, and you go home and you send each other ideas, and then the next morning you're in the makeup trailer and you're like, how about this lyric instead of this? And she'll be like, I like this one better. Let's go back to that. Whatever it is. So that whole environment was so creatively fulfilling, and just, it was a wonderful time. I still can't believe they chose it. But
yeah.
Here we are.
Well, in that same episode, you guys finally put on High School Musical.
Yeah.
What was it like getting to do that?
It felt like a real show.
It did.
They had 300 extras in the audience. It felt like we were really putting on like a school production.
Yeah, it totally did.
Did you look for your mom out there?
Oh, yeah. My fake mom and everything.
Yeah.
There were glimpses where I like genuinely couldn't tell the difference between a show. And because when the lights are on, you can't see the cameras anymore. And I did so much musical theater. It's like you're back on stage. It was insane.
Yeah. There's been a couple of moments throughout the filming of the show where I've really been like, oh, my gosh, this is magical. Like, I have to pinch myself. And definitely filming that was one of those moments. We had like a full marching band, like all of these high schoolers came and
wow.
like played with us, and I remember there was a full marching band playing and like hundreds of people like cheering, and like the cameras were rolling and there was like confetti and like crazy stuff. And I remember being in the fake wings with Josh and I was like, oh my god, can you really believe that we're doing this right now?
Yeah.
It's just surreal, no other words.
Wow. We don't want to give any spoilers, but in this week's finale you guys are going to do act two, so what can fans expect?
Oh boy, lots of twists and turns.
I wanted to know the secrets, but I don't.
It's interesting. We get the scripts the night before we read them as a cast together.
Yeah.
And so we are finding out along with each other and stuff. And we were making our own predictions on what happens and, you know, our own theories and stuff. So it was exciting to find that out as we found it out. And I think people are going to be thoroughly taken for a ride when they see episode 9
yes.
or episode 10.
Expect the unexpected. Lots of very pressing issues get resolved, so people I think will really love to see that. I think probably one of my favorite scenes is in the finale. Just it's a scene between me and Josh, and I think people will really like it. It was fun to film.
Ooh.
I can't say too much away.
Like,
I know.
Gina
I'm like
in
just
the
like
scene because I just need to know. Okay,
lots of stuff goes down.
Okay,
has it been hard keeping like all the plot points a secret now that you do know where everything goes? Or your friends like, come on, tell us.
It's more my dad.
Okay.
My dad texts me all the time. He watches every episode the night it comes out, and he texts me all his theories and all his favorite parts and all the things he didn't get and everything. And I'll explain to him, and then I'll give him like a little fun fact about when we filmed that scene, how this happened and whatnot. So mainly my dad. Yeah, it's not too hard.
No, I think fans are really curious too, and I've gotten many a DM or like a person coming up to me being like, "Oh, is she gonna get with Ricky? Is she gonna get with EJ? Who do you like?" And I'm like, you know, I have to remain impartial. Like, I can't tell you guys. So that's super fun though. I'm really excited for people to see how it all ends up or how it doesn't end up.
Can't wait. I mean,
the Twitter theories are insane though.
Oh my gosh, people like put so much thought into it. Like they type out like these long paragraphs with like the character backstory. Yeah, like we have some diehard smart fans.
Has anybody been right about any of these theories?
Maybe not. Who knows?
Did you favorite
know who
them?
Was right? Who wasn't.
Just digging. Yeah.
Just dig through the whole internet, and we'll find it.
Yeah,
heard it once for yeah
right
for
yeah, yeah.
Smiley face for me.
I mean, the series has so many fans. Even as you guys were coming into the studio, I could hear a little hubbub outside. Have you had any funny fan encounters?
Somebody took a video of me for like 20 minutes in a Chipotle, and I was like, just leave me alone.
Wow.
I was just trying to eat, and then I was like, am I eating right? Do I look weird? I'm like, am I chewing all the way? Like, what? I forgot how to eat, but I can't think of any others than that, no.
Oh,
any like bizarre ones. They've been pretty cool.
Just like interesting people. Like we filmed it in like such isolation, like, and we had kind of no idea like who was going to see it or how it was going to be received. And so like to see people receiving it well is really cool. Or like cool people like Ben Platt told me that he really liked the show, which was insane.
Wow.
I was like, oh my God, like the king of musical theater like said that he likes the show. So that was pretty cool.
I want to know where you ran into Ben Platt.
He texted me. We have a mutual friend and he texted me.
Get out. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I was like, I was dead. Ben Platt, if you're watching this, I love you. Or listening to this, my bad. We're on a podcast.
If you're watching this, we want to know how you're doing.
Yeah. That
start
was cool.
Looking.
You guys have had a couple of cameos from High School Musical. Tell me a little bit about what that was like.
Yeah, so we had Casey Stroh and Lucas Graviel guest star. Lucas was in episode 8, and you know that number was just insane to shoot because they did it virtually in one take, the entire dance number. Wow. So it was a very well choreographed machine. They had many rehearsals with just the cast. They had many rehearsals with the camera crew, everyone together and everything. And then Lucas came in and he nailed every part every time. Mm-hmm. And so seeing that, and then also just being able to kind of have a conversation with him off screen, a real heart to heart about just everything he went through and all the behind the scenes stuff that you don't get, the public doesn't get to see, but certain things that, you know, I think Olivia and I can relate to, or and everyone else in my cast, that the High School Musical cast had, they were able to kind of share an experience with us, or vice versa. Also, Corbin Blue is really cool. Right, he did a few interviews, and just getting some of his wisdom was really a neat experience.
We met Monique Coleman. She came to the premiere. Yeah. And Kenny Ortega, who directed the first three films, and that was incredible. And just hearing their advice, you know, like Josh was saying, like, nobody really is going to understand how we're feeling as much as they did, are experiencing the same things that are really young age. I just had a wonderful talk with Monique about like feeling like an imposter, like kind of like feeling like all of the success that you've gotten is just pure luck and like nothing else. And I thought that was something that I had been feeling a lot like the week leading up to talking with her. And so that was just really incredible. And it's always nice to get their endorsement because, you know, we started out on this thing and we're like, oh man, we really got to do it right. Like this is such an iconic franchise. We really have to do it justice. And just to get their blessing just means the whole world.
So you mentioned Tim, the creator of the show earlier. He said that for season 2, there's going to be another musical.
Right.
So assuming it's not High School Musical 2, what musical would you guys really want it to
this,
be?
Yes, this is the pressing question. I have on my phone a list of everybody's predictions because I'm like, one of us has to be right. Like, we have no idea and one of us has to be right. My prediction is Newsies. Because it's like Disney, so they already have the rights, and I think Kenny Ortega did a like a something with Newsies, so it's like kind of in the same vein as High School Musical, and I think it'd be really fun to do. I don't know. I'm so excited to find out what the new musical is. Hopefully, my prediction's right. What about you, Josh?
I want it to be Peter Pan. I don't think it's gonna be, but I want it to be because I was Peter Pan when I was 12. The chaos that comes with like school productions of Peter Pan and the flying and all that jazz is very comical. It was comical at the time, and I think it would work. So I want it to be Peter Pan, but that's me being biased.
And your dad won't have to ask you for spoilers.
There you go. He knows the Peter Pan.
There you go. Gosh, I wonder, will Peter stay with Wendy? Will he stay?
I know, my dad's not sure. So I thought Wendy and this in my dad.
So you both grew up near Disneyland. Did you end up going a lot growing up?
All the time. All the time. My family got annual passes every year. It was the biggest thing. Yeah, every year we'd go.
Yeah, I actually just recently started going once I started working for Disney Channel, and it's so magical. I just love it. And going with Disney and all of my castmates who are my best friends is just a magical experience.
Yeah, any favorite Disney attractions or snacks?
I think we got to ask him them all. Like, all right, so this is for fans, so right, we want to know. Favorite Disney attraction?
Space Mountain.
Also, Tomorrowland Theater, they're doing High School Musical screening type things.
Which is
crazy.
Which
is insane.
Cool. I used to watch the Captain EO there when I was like 6.
It's crazy. Yeah. And somebody told me that like our songs are playing while you're waiting in line for Space Mountain, which is absolutely absurd. Like, that's crazy. I love Space Mountain. My favorite is Indiana Jones.
That's a good one.
Ooh.
Good old classic.
Very, very cool. All right, favorite snack?
Mine is chocolate bananas.
Those are so good.
My top, I think I got like 4 in one trip in one day. They're my favorite. And like, they're the best ones are at Disneyland. I can't find any other good chocolate bananas anywhere else besides Disneyland. So I have to like stock up every time I go there.
And they're kind of good for you.
Yeah, that's
good balance.
Yeah.
For Disneyland, it's great. Yeah. I don't know if mine's a snack or a meal. I don't know where it falls, but the corn dog stands or obviously the Disneyland churros.
Oh my gosh, yes. And like, we went with one of our mutual friends and she used to work at a churro cart, and so she knows all of the best churro places. Like, apparently, like, there's different stations that have different churros that make them differently. So we like went with her and she's like, okay, that one's good, that one's all right, and like, but we have to go here.
Ooh.
Which is so fun.
Ooh,
so if you ever go to Disneyland with me, I know where the best churros are.
Oh my gosh,
it's a secret.
They're all great.
Yes.
They're all equally magical. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, but favorite Disneyland spectacular or show or parade?
Oh, Josh.
Fantasmic, always.
Woohoo!
Great choice.
There's a story here. When I was like 7. I have 5 sisters, and we put together a production of Fantasmic where we would play the entire song, and we made up an entire choreographed thing where I was Mickey, and they'd put me on their shoulders, and I would shoot fire. And, like, I had a little Mickey hat. Anytime somebody came over to the house, we're like, we got to show them the Fantasmic dance. So when I got to see it again recently after D23, that was magical. That was insane. It took me right back.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know how you shot fire out of your hands as a small child.
It was imaginary, but okay, we like to pretend.
I know. The magic of imagination.
yeah.
No, I actually, Fantasmic 101. I had never seen one before Josh. And Josh was like, I went with Josh and he's like, we have to see Fantasmic. And I was like, we really want to go see a show or at Disneyland. Let's like go ride roller coasters or something. But it was amazing. It was fantastic. And it was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so every time I go, because of Josh, I'll go see Fantasmic now.
Shucks.
Good answers.
Well, we end every show by asking our guests for a favorite Disney memory. So do you guys have one? You mentioned a couple recently.
Oh, we went to Disneyland as a cast, all of us together. And that's kind of a rare occasion because we all kind of live in different, you know, parts of the U.S. Some people live in New York and Sophia lives in like Arizona. And like, so we got all of the cast together and we went to Disneyland and it was absolutely amazing. They're really just all my best friends. So going to Disneyland with my best friends, like I can't think of a better way to spend a day.
And also, fun fact, Larry Saperstein, who plays Big Red, we took him to Disneyland for his first time ever. And he was 21. It was his first time ever going. And that was one of the most amazing experiences because I'd grown up with it since I could remember. So seeing someone else experience it all for the first time and being like, all the fun facts that I learned about Disneyland over the 18 years of going, I was able to like drop all on him. And he was just so excited. One of my favorite memories from Disneyland, other than the ones that I mentioned, was that since my sisters and I were all homeschooled, my parents would on random days just surprise us and say, pack your bags, we're going to Disneyland for the week. Aww. So we'd wake up and be eating breakfast, and then my dad would hand my sister a note and she'd like read it out loud, and then we'd find out that we're all going. So we all run to our rooms and pack our bags and go to Disneyland. So yeah, I mean, I guess there's that.
That's cool.
Great.
I love that. We're so excited for what's to come with High School Musical, the musical, the series. So thank you guys for coming to chat with us about it.
Well, thanks
thank
for having
you.
Us.
Thank you. This is great.
Yay. Woo! Love them so much. I'm excited but sad about the finale.
I know. But I can't wait to find out what happens in season 2.
Yeah, it'll be great.
But something I'm really excited for, that is coming up next week. We are finally taking our show on the road.
Oh my gosh, we've talked about a road trip for so long.
We have.
A
road trip. We're heading down the 5 to Disneyland, and we are going to be doing a broadcast, which we will actually air through all of D23's social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, from the opening of Star Wars Rise of the Resistance at Disneyland.
I have chills.
So excited. So be sure to check out D23 social media for more information starting next week.
Well, thanks again for listening to D23 Inside Disney. Don't forget to like and share this episode wherever you listen or subscribe. And if you want to chat with us, hashtag D23 Inside Disney.
And for all the latest Disney news, check out D23.com.
And of course, we'll be back next week with more Disney news and an amazing guest on an all-new episode of D23
Inside Disney.